Mishnah Gimel, HaKariah B'Chamosai, one who tears a garment in his anger. So he gets very angry, and in his anger, he tears a garment. We're going to see the Mishnah is going to say that he is potter, since it is an act of destruction. A malacha is only forbidden on Shabbos if it is a constructive act. But since here it is an act of destruction, not for a constructive and creative purpose, he is exempt. Now the Mefarshim note that when one tears clothes when he is angry, this is not totally destructive. Often when doing so, it would calm him down. It would be something to let his anger out on. So really, you would think that you should be chayev. However, this follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, a malacha which is not done for a positive outcome, for that item, one who does that is exempt. So since over here you're only doing it to calm yourself down, you really would have preferred had you not been angry in the first place. There's no positive constructive outcome for the garment itself, and therefore it's considered a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. And our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the one is not chayev for a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. Okay, the Mishnah now goes on to the second example, v'al misai. If somebody tears his garment out of mourning of a dead person, so he is tearing because he is so sad, again that's an act of destruction, without a positive constructive consequence, or outcome, and as such he is exempt for cholam kalkalin. And anybody who does any malacha on Shabbos just in order to destroy something, paturin they are exempt. Now the Gemara notes that if somebody tears his garments over a dead person who he is obligated to tear his garments over, for example, a close relative, when a close relative dies, the mourners are obligated to tear their clothes. Or if a big Talmud Chacham dies, then everybody is obligated to tear their clothes. So in that case, if he tears his clothes, that's not considered to be totally destructive, because he is fulfilling the mitzvah of tearing his clothes. So there is sort of a positive-ish outcome, and as such, he would be chayev in that case. The obligation does not allow him to do it on Shabbos. Alright, and the Mishnah ends off, Amakalka Manasasakein. Anybody who does a malacha which is destructive, but he does it in order to then fix it. For example, he tears in order to stitch it up again. Or if he erases some letters in order to write there. So how much does he have to erase, or how much does he have to tear in order to be chayev? The answer is, Shi'ura Kimasakein. Its shear, its minimum amount to be chayev for, is the same amount as the repair. So if he tears enough of a tear, which would require two stitches, or if he erases enough of a letter or a couple of letters, such that there is enough space now to write two letters, then he would be chayev.